But, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't like to be thought of as being stupid. But I'm gradually getting over it. And I want to encourage you to get over it too, because it's a hindrance to obedience to God and to sharing the divine life. Henry and Bev are not here today, but Henry's testimony, if you've never heard it, is quite interesting. He was an unsaved teacher and coach, and he, after a number of years, he finally got saved, and he was gloriously saved, and he told his two closest associates who had been working with him for, I think, like 12 years. And they both said at that time, oh, we're born again believers as well. But in all those years, they'd never said a word to him about their salvation. And he had to get saved from another source rather than the very guys he had relationship with and was working with.